In Northern California yesterday, there was a somber community memorial for the 85 people who lost their lives in the campfire.
It's been exactly 3 months today since the fire started. The healing process is just beginning.
The wildfire nearly wiped out the entire town of Paradise and communities around it last November. Chuck Huff's father was one of the victims. NPR's Kirk Siegler reports that despite losing so much, Huff is committed to staying and rebuilding.
One ridge over from Paradise, the rural mountain village of Concow, hasn't gotten as much media attention. It's a lot smaller. But 3 months after the campfire, the scale of the destruction here is still a shock to see.
Hey, guys.
Down a dirt driveway, Chuck Huff and his son are picking up blackened sticks and burnt brush, throwing them into a pile.
You can't deal with anything up in the burned area. That's what they're saying.
Friendly and soft-spoken, wearing a ball cap for shade while he works, Chuck is the main caregiver for his 19-year-old son, Casey, who's developmentally disabled.
Basically, we're cleaning brush. You know, it's burnt down. We lived through the 2008 fires, and we didn't realize how quick brush is going to grow and overtake.
Things are tough right now. Chuck wipes the sweat off his forehead and turns to look at what's left of his father's home on the hill above us.
Basically, right up there where the suburban is, their place burnt down in 2008. They had a new mobile home put in.
Then last November, the campfire roared through. His elderly father couldn't get out.
And it burnt down again. And unfortunately, my father burnt with it.
His father died. His family home burnt twice now in 10 years. And the home that he and his wife and son lived in over in Paradise also burned to the ground in November. It's a pile-on, and theirs is just one of many other harrowing stories of victims in this huge disaster. It is unfair.
Obviously, with my disabled son, his structure being turned upside down, or lack of structure, just affects everyone in her family. You know, it's...
But they are not leaving these mountains. His wife is back at work at the local school. Their plan was to stay here in Concow, where the burnt-out properties are farther apart and the well water is safe to drink. Over in Paradise, the destruction is far worse. The debris still has to be trucked out, and you can't drink the water.
You know, I can't put my wife and my son in harm's way in Paradise. You know, it's very dangerous and not healthy.
And they're not afraid of eventually rebuilding in a high-risk area like this.
No, that's part of life. We will definitely be way more prepared before than the previous two times.
Starting with clearing out all this brush. Now, this is home, he says. This is where the memories are.
You know, it's easy to move on, but this, you know, you can't let go. It was our life, you know, it was the center of our family.
The Duffs had planned to camp out here on these 5 acres while they try to rebuild, but this week the government said they have to wait until it's all been cleaned up.
You gotta play by the rules. Mm-hmm. I understand that.
So they'll have to keep living where they've lived these past 3 long months in a camper parked in his sister's driveway down in Chico. Chuck doesn't blame anyone, though. He tries to shrug it off as he gets back to clearing all the brush off his parents' charred lot. Kirk Siegler, NPR News.